Good morning, Madtown. It is your girl, Brandy Grayson, here on 92.7 FM. I definitely get it from my mama, okay? You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show, the politics in the tea with the black woman in Dane County, Madison, Wisconsin, that people love to hate, and specifically white men. And black men, too, and some other people, too. It's just kind of like what it is for me. Most days is easy for me to carry because I give no you-know-what. So, okay, I would say the F, but Luke would probably be mad at me. So I'm trying to honor my producer. Wishes.
I would need one of those sound effects you just asked.
You
about.
Would. And that's why we need some kind of bomb or it's like a you know, I need, okay, whatever, Luke. I won't do it today. But we need some kind of sound effect to assist me in expressing the emotions that I often feel, okay? But I'm happy to be here. There's so much occurring here in my life recently. Y'all, I have to say, you know, I'm a March baby. I'm a Pisces baby. I am a kinetic being. I am an energy person. So I feel with energy. I feel with my feelings. I speak with my feelings. I'm just a Philly person. I experience the world through feelings and energy. And I'm very intuitive, and it's very hard for me to be around people in large social groups, even though I'm a social person. I just have a hard time because I feel everything. First of all, let me back up. Let me check in with my white boy, Luke. Luke, how you going? How you doing today, Luke?
It's been
how
a week.
You doing? It has?
It's a jam-packed week. Yeah. I was hoping with following the election that things would, you know, start to slow down, and that's just silly me thinking there's ever going to be a slow news week around here.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy that you would even think something like that, Luke, given our current context of existence.
I know. I'm hopeful, though. It's the eternal optimist in me, Brandy.
Yeah, you have to keep the glass half full because you will lose your freaking mind, Luke.
Yes.
So good job.
Yes. How are you doing?
I can't cuss. Okay, so.
And that concludes the check-in.
Right. But I have to just honor myself and say I am proud of me. I have experienced a lot of critiques lately. I don't know if you heard, Luke, there is another article dropped about Brandy Grayson under the disguise of investigation of Dane County Human Services contracts. But it was all about me. Surprise. And all about Urban Triage, the organization I founded and am currently the CEO of. Yeah, so it hasn't been that great for me, and I've been doing my best to stay positive, but today feels extra heavy. I think I've been doing good, but today feels a little heavy for me. I did not sleep well last night, so I stayed up watching a lot of reels and reading people's comments and posts on my Facebook. Most of them were pretty positive. However, I stay away from Reddit because some people were like, girl, I had to make me an account and put it under a different name and go after people because folks are literally calling for my arrest. So this is... and it's pretty deep, but it's also a telltale sign of what Dane County is in Madison, Wisconsin is. It is like the sunken place. It is like the Pleasantville... I don't even know how to describe it. Oh my God. It is so anti-black and it causes me to feel so many emotions at once. And sometimes the words get caught up in my throat. So today I'm going to do my best to articulate, but I also want, before I get into the bullcrap with channel 300 or channel 3000, and I think the journalist name was Jason Covio or whatever, a white dude that I actually felt really comfortable with in the interview. And the crazy part is that is what Madison white folks are. They make you feel comfortable. They make you think that they are on your side, and then boom, there it is. There it is. And the bomb drops and the white privilege shows up, and they prove to you that it's nothing but misogynoir and anti-blackness and anti-black womanness. And I just have to breathe through it. And then I realize, oh, Brandy Grayson, why would you ever speak to a white man about Urban Triage and ever think that they can, regurgitate the context in which I provided him with. It's just like he takes little sound bites, little sentences, and just made vomit of what I was saying. So today on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX, I will discuss that more in depth. And there is so much happening in our world across our country today, from counties across Wisconsin joining the ICE agreement. I think it's called the 297, 267, some type of agreement that basically says sheriffs in Dane County law, local, not Dane County, other counties, not Dane County is not included. I'm so sorry, Sheriff. I was about to say Sheriff Barnes. That is not, that's Chief Barnes. Calvin. I'm going to call him Calvin. We have a black sheriff in Dane County, and I don't think he's going to sign on to the agreement because he's a little different than others, which is often the case when we have black people in leadership. But okay, I digress. But there are about 12 counties in Wisconsin that has signed on to this agreement. And my brown people, you are in trouble. You really need to be careful. And I mean, careful, careful. So we'll talk about that more, along with the arrest of another guy in Maryland who was shipped to El Salvador by accident, who had the right credentials, and they shipped them off anyway. And a judge has ordered the United States to go get them. The United States is refusing. And I think he might be dead, because that's just how they do people. Because y'all have no idea what happens when folks are deported. Because why would they refuse to return them when they know they illegally deported him? There's so much happening. We also have a black boy, Mr. Anthony, who stabbed a white boy and he died. And there has been multiple conversations and fundraisers for him. GoFundMe shut down and said that they cannot raise money for him. They raised $165,000 for this black boy. They opened another funding platform and raised another $300,000 for him. So big ups to the black folks and the folks who are supporting him, because you don't really see that a lot. Luke, what's the name of that white boy where they raised millions of dollars after he showed up and shot everybody at some protest? Remember that?
Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yeah.
Down in Kenosha?
Yeah. Yeah, he shot everybody, and white people were behind him and stood with him, and it was so demonic. It was so demonic. And people are basically saying that the folks that are supporting this black boy are demonic because he killed this white dude. Now, I don't believe in murder. Like, I mean, but I also know that as human beings, the ability to murder somebody is real for each and every one of us. I don't know what I would do if someone harmed my child or came into my house. I do have a gun, and if you come in my house or harm my child, who knows? I practice grounding, and my objective is not to harm anyone in my entire life. But let's get into that today and get into the tea and how anti-blackness and racism is showing up in the conversations across the country and across platforms. Again, there's so much for us to talk about today. There is also a shooting in Idaho with a whole bunch of police officers murdering a young man who's autistic, showed up and just killed him, shot him multiple times. He's actually fighting for his life. So let me back up. That's not true, but he's probably dead because he's brain dead. So that's a whole nother conversation. You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show here on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson, hostess with the mostess and one of the most hated people in Madison. So much to talk about and so much to digest or debrief on today. Also, your boy, Elon Musk, the people that love him, this dude has given himself $1 billion contracts from the United States. And then at one point in this week or the last week or so, he backed away from Trump's tariffs policies and said he doesn't agree. But who are you? Like, what is that even about? And then yesterday, Trump decides to pause them, except for with China. And there's investigations happening with Trump and allegations of, what do you call it, Luke, when you you stack the stock market, or you do this insider trade? Insider trading. This is what white people do, but you guys probably won't call for their arrest, but you are calling for Brandi Grayson's arrest, because Channel 3 said that there was some discrepancies in the resume and therefore it is fraud. Y'all are so full of what is the word for it? Okay, anyway, similar
That's a radio friendly. I can also help you with that. I can translate the cuss words that you want to say into radio friendly.
Oh my God.
Words.
Luke, I need a white translator. I need you to just follow me around my life. Just like y'all ever watch Kill and Peele and they had the white translator for Obama?
The anger translator.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
And I need a white man to do it, because then y'all will understand it better, because I be in these meetings, y'all, and I digress, but we'll get back to everything that I talk about, because that's just how my ADHD, DDD, ADD mind works. Okay, but we'll return in a minute to the conversation or point. But I be in these meetings and I speak, I'm not going to say that I'm the best speaker. You know, sometimes my tongue get twisted. Sometimes I don't pronounce words accurately. You know, my pronunciation of American words or English is not always hot. Just like when I say water, it might not be the right pronunciation, or ambulance. It might not be right. But I be in these meetings, y'all, with white people, and I will say something and they will say something different than what I said. And then another white person has to come behind them, usually a white man or someone who's familiar with black people, and they will repeat what I said. And the white person will say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I'm like, but that was my exact words. And I know women across all races experience this. I don't know what it is that you guys don't understand the words coming out of our mouth. But anyway, yeah, so that's what's happening across the world and locally. So we're going to get into some of that politics. And before we transition, Luke, I want you to do me a favor and go ahead and play this Farrakhan clip, and I'm playing it, and I'll make the point in a minute on why y'all can't stand Brandi Grayson in Madison, Wisconsin. Let's use Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan, as an example. Go ahead, Luke.
I voted for him. At 5 o'clock in the morning, I was out there with my wife voting for our brother. I, like you, am very proud that a black man sits in the White House. Yeah. But I also understand very clearly, yeah, and we should understand that it is the White House. And until we exercise power,
that's right,
to force that house to address our agenda. That's right. That's now, remember, our dear sister Julianne Malvo mentioned A. Philip Randolph. Man, that was long time ago. And the cry was jobs, yeah, and justice.
Yeah. Jobs and justice.
And the March on Washington in 1963, the cry was jobs and justice. Mm-hmm. In the 20-year anniversary of the March on Washington, the cry was jobs and justice. Mm-hmm. We are now in 2010. And what is the cry?
Jobs and justice.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
How long?
How long?
Are you going to sit around begging white people to do for us what we have the power to do for
ourselves?
Okay.
So I wanted to play this clip on Farrakhan, and I'm going to connect the dots when we return here on Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. I'm going to show you why Madison, Wisconsin, and Dane County hates Brandi Grayson and most black women. Stay tuned.
Body rude is unpolite. Don't be in a humble type.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, your girl is back. Brandi Grayson here on 92.7 FM, WMDX. You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show. To the left with all that BS. I'm so tired of the white tears, white men. I'm so tired. To the left with it, okay. All right, so y'all didn't know I was an artist or a rapper, but you know, y'all put me under so much scrutiny, I might as well start trying out for other freaking industries because I'm so tired of it. Okay, all right, let me focus. Whew, prior to break, we heard a clip from Louis Farrakhan, and he was talking about, this was 2010, about 15 years ago, and he was talking about how he went out and he voted for Obama. And he said it was his duty to vote for Obama as a black man, but he wanted everyone, and this is it was a panel with nothing but black intellectuals and black leaders from, I can't even remember who was there, but everybody that was worth knowing and black and got money and stand for something and got degrees and PhDs and doctorates and who are known to be leaders in the black community were on this panel. And now Farrakhan said, I was good with voting for Obama. Matter of fact, I got up at 5 a.m. I had to do what I had to do. But he also made the point that we were voting a black man into the White House, right? The White House, and that since the March on Washington to the Million Man March to 2010 and currently in 2025, the black desire and the black like message for most of, you know, the work that we do is black people need jobs and justice, right? And Black people need opportunities and resources. And we're still saying the same thing freaking 50, 60, 70 years later. Now, the reason I played this clip is because the words, like he was sitting amongst all these intellectuals, and he was the first one to say, like, yeah, I voted for him, but really, does it make a difference for the people known as Black? Do we need to honor our Black people and put in representation? It's important. And also stay the course and recognize that there's so much more work that needs to be done, and it needs to be done by Black people, for Black people, by Black people, led by Black people. And the reason I've shared it is because that is who I am in Madison and Dane County. I'm the Black person that shows up and says, this is great, Black man. This is great that you want to start a charter school, but where is the centering of Black people, Black children, and Black needs? Where are the Black people in this spaces? Where is the Black analysis in this school? I am the person that will show up and say, actually, that's misogyny. Actually, that's racist. And actually, that doesn't help the people that are vulnerable and disenfranchised. That doesn't work for us. I am that Black person. So even in this space that Farrakhan has consistently taken up, I don't even know how old the man is. He has to be at least 80 or 90. Even in this space, there's Black people that will come forth and say, I don't agree with him, or it's kind of harsh, or it's kind of delusional to think that Black people can create power in the context or within this framework or structure of white supremacy. And I'm going to say that we have to remember who we are. If you watch Black Panther, what would his mama yell out when he was down and getting his butt kicked? T'Challa, remember who you are. When you was watching Lion King, rooted in Africa, what did he say to Simba? Simba, remember who you are. When he hit him upside the head with that stick, remember who you are. And that is my role as in my personhood that God created me to be. You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show here on 92.7 FM WMDX with your hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson. I am not traditional. I am a person who uses the research and the frameworks created by Black leaders, Black psychiatrists that came before us. And I take that and I encourage us and people known as Black and our allies to invest in Black people and to develop the structure. So yes, sometimes I say to Black people, you're out of order. Yes, I call Barbara McKinney out, who's part of our city council. Yes, I call her out for rolling against Black people, Black money, Black objectives and Black programs and Black nonprofits and Black businesses. It is not okay. Yes, I call Isadora Knox out when he vote against the things that impact Black people and the vulnerable people in our community. Yes, I call out the mayor and other people. You have to speak truth to power, very similar to Jasmine Crockett. So yes, people hate me, but it is a darn shame when people allow someone like Channel 3000 to write an article about Brandi Grayson, and the whole purpose of it is, and let me just say this. Y'all have been giving me the flux since I started the work, since I started organizing in 2014, okay? And when Urban Triage became a concept in 2015, we made the logo, we started our little committee. Mike Brown was killed right like soon after that, murdered by police in Ferguson, Missouri. We got together with other organizations, formed the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition, and my face was plastered all over Madison all the time. I became the target, not just by, you know, regular citizens, but by our city government. They couldn't stand me. People couldn't stand me. Black people who stood on the church pastors, people who were in leadership, stood on the side of police, stood on the side of like the mayor at the time, and basically said that I was violent because of the words. But that's how y'all see Black people who speak the truth, as violent, right? And this Black boy who murdered a white dude, I think his name is Carmella, Carmelo Anthony, and which is, I think that's a basketball player name, matter of fact, but he is in jail for murder and y'all are crucifying him. But when we return from the break, which is going to happen in a couple minutes, I'm going to read a excerpt from Dr. Patterson, a Black woman, Stacey Patterson. And I'm going to read it because I couldn't articulate what this murder of this white boy looks like, right? And why it's important for people known as Black and co-conspirators and allies to stand with this young Black boy no different than it's important for you to stand with Urban Triage, right? You guys showed up on April 5th across the country. Millions of white folks, liberals, Republicans, and progressives, and in between showed up to say hands off our welfare system, our social systems, our federal funding, our homeless work, LGBTQ, farmers, veterans, hands off the things that make us America, hands off. And I need, and I'm going to ask for that same sentiment, because there's no way that we are in 2025 and y'all are calling for the arrest of Brandi Grayson because my LinkedIn didn't match a resume. That is absolutely acidine. It's absolutely diabolical. Is that right? Diabolical. I might not have said that right. See, I don't even say words right. Diabolical. Diabolical. It's dia, not diabolical, but the hell. You knew what I meant.
It all blends together.
Right. Y'all knew what I meant here on 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. Okay, so the point of me, again, playing the Louis Farrakhan clip is to demonstrate how that there's a voice that often doesn't fit what's acceptable. And that's Louis Farrakhan. And in this area, in Dane County, Brandi Grayson is the voice that does not fit what's acceptable in Dane County. Not only am I the voice that does not fit, our organization is the voice and does not fit. It just does not fit. Like, it was this lady. Her name is Lindsay. I don't know what her position is at Days Nonprofit. She was on Facebook yesterday and said, I don't send people over to Urban Triage because they don't do nothing. And I wanted to cuss her out and drag her back and forth so bad, y'all. But I'm going to tell you why I didn't and then my response. But I want to continue to have the conversation and make space for my anger and my rage and the treatment of me and other Black women and what it means to live in Madison as a Black woman and how in that treatment of Black women and scrutiny, where is the Black men? I've had one Black man text me and another one call me. But where are the Black men? Where are the allies? Where are the supporters? I'll be back with more rage here on 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. You want to stay tuned as we also review national news and the impact and the racism that's occurring nationally. All right, y'all. Y'all favorite person is back. Brandi Grayson here on 92.7 FM WMDX. You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show. Blackity black, 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 black. That is who I am, and that's what I stand for, which can be uncomfortable. I do live in Dane County, Madison, Wisconsin. Such a privileged place to be, where people drive Priuses. What you call the Toyota Prius? What do you call it? Toyota? What's the name
Prius.
Of the car? The
I Prius. Was like, oh. I was like, hang on. Now, am I going to say it wrong? Like, I was like, wait. Now you got me all worried, Brandi, about
sorry,
it.
Sorry. Prius. I still can't say it.
I was like, where does the I go?
Prius. I don't know. Prius? I'm from a different country, okay?
So are they. They're Japanese.
So apparently I can't even say that. But anyway, this is the city of Toyotas. And electric cars, okay? Yeah. Where everyone is doing their part, right? And looking the part of white progressive. And you're so anti-Black and being a progressive. It's just so crazy to me. I feel like I'm in a loony bin all the time. So prior to break, I was pointing out the treatment of Urban Triage and me, Brandi Grayson. Check out Channel 3000 News article. Jason Corvo, doobie-doo, doo-doo-doo. I don't know his last name. But however, this man, if you read the article, he can't write, first of all. Like, dude, where did you just graduate? When you write a story, the one thing I remember in school, and I haven't been in school in a long time, but I know when I write, check out my article on Madison 365, Protect Black Women, right? Because that's what the y'all need to do. So anyway, he didn't, like, you know, you learn in school, when you have your first paragraph, you kind of introduce what you're talking about. And you kind of say, this is what I'm going to talk about today. And this is how, these are my 3 points. And then you create paragraphs below that support or provide evidence to those 3 points. And then you wrap it and connect it together. And then you summarize, right? Making an argument. This dude made no argument. The name of the article was something about contracts, Dane County contracts not vetted. He was upset. And Sean Burke is upset. Nino Amano, because he was in the article, Sean Burke, this white guy who ran for a city auditor who is obsessed with me. I would say inappropriate things, but I'm trying to, like, keep that to myself. But boy, oh, God help me. And also Nino Amano, I think he is actually a nonprofit leader. He made a quote in this article, but he stayed anonymous. Dude, we know it's you. Like, y'all the only two white dudes that stalk me and harass me all the time. We see you, boo-boo. We see you. So nevertheless, in this article, Jason doesn't make sense. Another white dude, he doesn't connect the dots. Black people couldn't write like that if we wanted to. It was so mediocre. It was so fifth grade level. When people say that Americans are so uneducated, read the article and you'll see what I mean. So in this article, he talks about he's mad at Dane County because Dane County did an amendment to a contract for housing navigation services and rapid rehousing so that there wouldn't be a gap in services. So we took over a contract for Catholic Charities, I believe it is. And in order to prevent a lapse, they had to do an amendment, give us a contract for 3 months as they did the other contracts. And they said that that was, I don't know, that it was unfair treatment or advantage given to Urban Triage because of the amendment and loophole, which caused it not to go to the full county board as if they wasn't going to choose us anyway. Like, come on now. Like, anyway. So then he says, but check out Brandi Grayson. She submitted, we made all these open records requests. We've been trying to see, find issues with her fiscal management and internal controls. But she made, they did these open records requests on the contracts and the resumes. And they looked at our RFP and our proposals. And they said, oh, I got you. We got you, Black girl and Black Urban Triage. We got you so bad. So what they got us in is one of our resumes, a person, resume information didn't match their LinkedIn information. It said that they worked at an organization on the resume longer than it said on LinkedIn. So they're like, see, you're a fraud. And then my LinkedIn account said that Urban Triage started in 2018. It actually started in 2015. And then in my application to Dane County, it said 2016. So it was like, okay, so what? And he said, well, technically you're a liar and a fraud because Urban Triage became an official nonprofit in 2019. No, Charlotte. I mean, everybody who knows me know that I've been doing work under Urban Triage for years before we became a nonprofit. Idiot. But you want to say that I'm fraudulent. OK. And then he says, oh, look at their audit. They didn't submit because the audit says we did not submit a schedule, an expense schedule for all of our federal grants. It's a schedule you have to submit when you give federal funds. That was the only thing missing. Guess who was in charge of that schedule, y'all? Wagner, our CPA that we paid $220,000 to guarantee that we didn't have audit issues. Now, the thing that I want to point out is that Wagner is a nonprofit CPA, and they actually audit nonprofits. That's part of their job. They audited a few organizations here. And I'm telling you, when you check out their audits by Wagner, it is so detailed and so terrifying. People have 10 or 20 pages of internal controls, mismanagement. Urban Triage has one schedule missing, one schedule. And I know that they knew that they needed to have that schedule. Me as a CEO of a newly formed organization, I didn't know nothing about a federal schedule. I didn't even know what it was until the audit. Now I'm on my current CPA. Like, did you get it done? Right? Is there anything else you need to make sure you get done? Is there anything that I need to know that I don't know that I don't know that you need to get done to ensure that people don't have a one up on us, right? So anyway, so what else did he say about us? Oh, he's mad because I said in the contract that Urban Triage, I, Brandi Grayson, managed $20 million, which I did. He's saying that it should have been framed differently because it wasn't one fiscal year. It was the $20 million lapsed between 22 and 23. Who cares? It was in a year. And that's what I said. Like, shut up. I hate it here. I hate it here so much, Luke. I'm just trying to keep my insanity here on 92.7 FM, the Black Convergence Show, where we talk about tea and politics. And for some reason, the conversation is about me. And I played Farrakhan, and I'm bringing up anti-racism and all that because this is the thing, y'all. White people are going to white people all the time. And like Farrakhan said, we have to stop begging them to do something. We have to stop begging them to give us our humanity or to reflect our humanity. This is what we need to do, Black people, allies and co-conspirators, whether you're brown, white, yellow, pink, or in between. You need to provide the supports and resources to the people that you know that are doing the work. It is simple as that. If Urban Triage leaves Dane County today, Brandi Grayson will be all right. I will be all right. Girl, I'm so smart. I'm so dope. I've taken an organization with nothing and built it with nothing. Like, on my kitchen table and formulated, created, and implemented multiple programs rooted in my experience with my people, right? And I've been a nonprofit for 10, 15 years before building a nonprofit. I knew what was missing in Dane County. I knew what we needed. I did enough engagement. I did enough outreach. I am the people. I am from Madison, Wisconsin. I went to Marquette Elementary. I went to West High School. I went to Say Par. I went to UW-Madison. I am not an implant. I'm not coming here acting like I'm from somewhere else. You birthed me. So my passion for what we do in Black people is a manifestation of what I experienced here in elementary, in middle school, in high school, in college as a Black woman, a single parent, and a teen mother, right? Like, that's what you get. And you got excellence and you got brilliance. And we should be celebrating that. But this is a call to action today on the Black Conversion Show for Black people, because this is forget white people, right? Forget what they say about me. Forget them calling for my arrest. I need y'all to do the hard work, H-E-A-R-T. I need you, whether you like me or not, whether you don't like the way that I say things and the way that I move, and you don't like the fact that I talk about colorism or how colorism shows up in Black people or how classism shows up or how this intersectionality works. I need y'all to act like the services we offer matters, because they do. We employ the people that we serve. We've moved people from homelessness to house. We've moved people who were working jobs making $10, $11 an hour, now making $25 and $26 an hour. That matters in our economy. That matters in our communities. We are the only, and I repeat, we are the only organization that provides completely free events that are Black-centered. I mean, when I say free, I mean free. I mean, you get a full course meal messing with Urban Triage. You get face painting. You get candy. You get climbing walls. You get multiple jumping houses. You get children activities. You get an elder tent. You get our staff riding around in golf carts, moving our elders through the park so they don't have to walk, right? We have bus shuttles for free, picking up people and dropping them off for accessibility purposes. We know what our people need, and we know how to create community. And all of y'all know it, because every time y'all show up to a community event afterwards, you say, this ain't nothing like Urban Triage event, right? Because we set a high standards. We set the precedents, and our staff do that. The people that we serve, people that was used to be homeless, we coached them, we developed them up. You, like, why would you ever allow people to, I'm sorry, I'm going to breathe here on 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. My pain and my rage is not towards white people. It's not towards the white men that write the articles and continuously to show up at our, you know, health and human needs committee, or the white people who say Brandy should be arrested for fraud. Like, those aren't the people that got me, like, feeling vulnerable right now. It is the fact that people known as Black that we serve, like, no other organization isn't outraged with me. Some of y'all are, but y'all quiet, right? And I know some Madison has created this way of being with us where if you speak out, you know, or you move or you speak truth to power, then you get isolated or you get talked about or you might not get that political role again or that influence. But if you allow an organization that's built on the sweat and blood of Black brilliance and Black womanhood and has done nothing but serve our children and our families and our communities, if you allow this organization not to survive, and you don't pour into this organization, shame on you. And I say that from a place of pain and a place of vulnerability, because I am absolutely tired. And I'm okay with crying now because I think it's necessary. I'm absolutely tired. I work 15 to 18 hours a day. My staff works so hard, y'all. They work so hard. I push them like in places in their life that they've never been pushed. I push them to persevere when their life is falling apart. I push them to show up for staff and for our clients and our community. And not only just to show up, but to show up with humanity and to make sure people receive love and like customer service like no others. There's no other nonprofit driving people around in golf carts. For free, we pay for everything, y'all. If you ever been to one of our events, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. It's extraordinary. It's absolutely extraordinary and so safe. and so peaceful, and we don't allow police at our vents. None, ever. Black police officers come and they volunteer without uniforms, but we don't allow police at our events because they are a symbol of state violence and white supremacy culture of monitoring black people. So we don't allow it. And have we ever had an issue? No. Because we provide so much freedom and so much free things, our children don't have to go around feeling bad about not being able to access things, not being able to get on that ride or experience that. We have game carts. We have everything, and they can keep getting in line over and over and over again. And what I hear from people is that they've never experienced something like that. It's like a fair that's black-centered, black-focused, and black-organized, right? Like, you don't have people. Our staff literally walks around the park and say, are you hungry? Do you need some water? And we literally pass out water. We literally serve you because that's what we are based in. So if you allow anyone or anything to destroy the only thing that we've birthed in Madison in decades that represent us unapologetically and make sure all the resources come to us, I'm not the fool, you're the fool. You're the fool. And I am so tired. I am so tired of y'all allowing people to do what they do because you don't like the way that I speak, or you don't like my tone, or you don't like the way that I say things. And what I say to myself and I say to my people that I teach, and I'm saying to you today on 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show, that God makes no mistakes, and you don't have to believe in God, but people are who they are, and God birthed me to be who I am. And if I wasn't who I was, I would not have been able to do what I've done in such a short time in 5 years. No other organization has achieved what we've achieved. And that's what people are mad for. And they've been looking for the errors and they haven't found it, because guess what? Any other black organizations, they've found the errors, but they haven't found any, because I listened to Black Wisdom before forming Urban Triage. Marilyn Harper told me, another black wealthy woman, business-focused woman, said, girl, cross every T, dot every I, they're going to come for you. From your personnel records to your finance your records. If you don't know what you're doing, just save everything. And then find someone who knows what they're doing. And that's what I've done. Y'all should be celebrating. And shout out to all the black women. I'm going to say to y'all, take time to breathe, because I see y'all hurt over this. Because the one thing that happens in the black community, when one hurt, we all hurt. It feels real personal and direct. So today I'm going to continue the conversation here on the Black Conversion Show after the break. And I'm not going to apologize for my tears or my emotions, because I am absolutely exhausted. I'm exhausted. And that's just what it is. Living and working in Madison, Wisconsin, where being black, I don't even know, have any words for it. Stay tuned here on 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. I'll be back in a jiff.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, I am back. Brandi Grayson here on 92.7 FM. You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show. Your host is with the Moses. Prior to break, I broke. Okay, I had a whole emotional breakdown, but I'm good. I'm just exhausted, and I just want to reflect to my people what it looks like to be human and absolutely tired, okay? And that don't mean I'm giving up, because God know I ain't going nowhere. Y'all gonna have to deal with me for a minute or two, and you're gonna have to be mad, okay? Jason and Channel 3000, from the bottom of my heart, you know what I want to say. F. And that's all I'm going to say, because I can't cuss here. And we're going to move on. And I'm just going to encourage y'all to do what you need to do. Donate to Urban Triage. Just don't be like, oh, that's messed up. Put your money where your mouth is. Like, if we don't value us, like Farrakhan said, if we don't do the work of sustainability for black people, black organizations, then what are we doing? And what are we talking about? Okay, back to the national news. We only have a few minutes here. What I do want to talk about is the counties in Wisconsin. Please, 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 my brown people, be careful out there. As y'all know, we have a dude that was arrested and sent to, his name is Kamar. He's a Maryland man. He had legal status and was arrested on March 11th and sent to El Salvador. A judge, the U.S. government was like, oh, we can't get him. Even though we did it wrong and it was a mistake, we can't go get him because we don't have legal standings. A judge came back and said, yes, you do, dude, go get him. And United States came back and said, no, we will not. So now it heads to the Supreme Court, which is absolutely boo-boo. So my brown people, my black people, my my African people, my immigrants, my Indian people, be careful. They are not caring. They are locking you up. And through Wisconsin, we have Washington County, Wapaka. Wapaka. Did I say that right?
Wapaka.
Wapaka. Winnebago and Wood County has joined agreements with the ICE agreement, which basically says local law enforcement can arrest you. It's the 287G program. Other counties include Brown County, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Waukesha. I didn't say that right either. Waukesha. Why did we say Waukesha? Waukesha. Wait, is it Waukesha County? Yeah. Okay, there we go. So yeah, y'all just be careful out there, okay? In other news, I wanted to talk about this black dude, black young man, Carmelo Anthony. He has been arrested and charged with murder. I have been having a hard time articulating what his arrest means and what it looks like to be a black boy and to be black in America and to consistently fear for our life, but not being able to do anything about it. Oftentimes, I often say, being black, you are unprotected. And don't be a black boy. There's nobody to protect you but your mama, and your mama don't have much power. And I feel so sad thinking about that when I think about my 8-year-old son. And I'm emotional today because I didn't sleep and there's so much happening in the world. But every time I think about it, I just want to cry. Like, I don't even have the power to protect my son. And in this situation with Carmelo Anthony, he didn't have the power either. And he did not want to become another Trayvon Martin. You know, he couldn't protect himself. Who was going to protect him? And it's just like black women, who protect us? When I was being harassed by Madison Police Department, when I was on the front lines for Black Lives Matter movement, when they were showing up and parking in front of my house. And y'all, when I tell you my house was a cul-de-sac and there was only three houses on my block, because it was right next to St. Vincent on Park Street. Anybody know from Madison? No. If you go down St. Vincent driveway, keep going, there's a duplex and there's a house. So I was in a duplex and there was a house. And at the time, that was Town of Madison before they redistricted it and made it City of Madison. So technically, if something happened in our house, Town of Madison would come, not City of Madison. And I would leave my house and they would be sitting right in front of my house. And then when I would ask them what they were doing, they said, this is a free country. We can sit anywhere we want. But that was intimidation. And then they started sending me tickets. And then they showed up at a protest, drugged me and arrested me. And at that moment, I knew I was unprotected. It was like something went off of me. I was actually 7 months pregnant. And I said to myself, girl, you better go ahead and call it. And I called it. And I stopped organizing. I stopped protesting. I stopped being on the front lines, because who was going to save my black butt? Not y'all. But I think because of our current climate, and I'm hoping that black people get a whole different boost of energy like they did for him. This black boy in Texas, it was a Texas high school. It was a stabbing incident. He's 17 years old. He's sitting behind bars on a $1 million bond. He's charged with first degree murder, according to news outlets. Everything is one-sided. Everyone's calling him a monster. They're dehumanizing him, calling him the aggressor. And there is speculations and that the boy that was murdered by him was bullying him and had been bullying him. But this is the thing. So what happened is, the young man that was stabbed was a football star, you know, the perfect white dude. He fit the cause. And he bullied a lot of people. But this is the thing about him. He felt empowered enough to go up to this young black man and put his hands on him and to remove him out of a space that he didn't want him in. And this is what we call racialized gatekeeping. That's centuries of entitlement showing up in that high school bleacher, dressed as authority. You know what I mean, black people. You go anywhere. Here's a white person in the gym. Can you stop talking on your phone? You're having fun. You're laughing too loud. They feel entitled, and they feel like they have the authority to tell you that you don't belong here. That is centuries long of entitlement and racialized gatekeeping. And like strangers and people are asking what kind of parents did he have? Just like they asked about Trayvon Martin when he was hunted down from walking home with Skittles and iced tea. Just like Tamir Rice after police killed him in seconds of holding up a toy gun and how they murdered Mike Brown. It's the same thing. Every time a black child is killed, and in this case survives, white America performs this ritual on parent acquisition or inquisitions or like investigations, right? An indictment of the parent. And now that they're combing through social media, showing every photo that they can of him, throwing up a middle finger, tilting his head, and just being this dangerous black boy, right? Where have we seen this before? We've seen it everywhere. Black Twitter called it years ago when they did the hashtag, if they gun me down. This was a movement that exposed the deliberate media tactics of digging through images to find the most thuggish to make the you know, to justify what was happening to the black boy. So I'm going to summarize because I got to get out of here. But this is what I'm going to say to y'all. He was under a tent. The white boy tried to move him. Austin, he's a twin, football player, all of that. Let's be clear that he called him the N-word. It was a threat. It wasn't just decades or generations. It just wasn't that moment. It was decades before. Like, it's just like when I'm in these meetings and white people try to, oh my God, I can't even finish. I gotta go. I am so out of time, y'all. I am so sorry, but I'm gonna talk about it later here on 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. I want to talk about it because when something happens to me, it happens to you. When it happened to that black boy, he not only carried that moment, but he carried decades and generations of pain, fear, and agony of his black body being murdered. Tune in next week as we continue to do analysis of what white America does to the black body and the black psyche here on the Black Conversion Show, 92.7 FM.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.